Democrats did pass several spending bills before the end of the regular session, but the state doesn't have the money to fully back them up. And Rauner says he won't consider new revenue until the General Assembly approves at least some of his business-friendly agenda. The governor and Democratic leaders say they will continue to work together, but right now, at least in public, they don't have many positive things to say about the situation or each other. The lack of a deal means that lawmakers may have to give up their vacation plans to work in Springfield for at least some of the summer. But if there is no budget at the start of the new fiscal year, what would that mean for average Illinoisans? In the first few days, probably not much, but if an impasse drags on, state government will begin shutting down at a slow trickle, retired U of I political science professor Kent Redfield explains.
If you don't have an authorization to spend money, you can't write checks. So at some point, the comptroller stops writing checks for people's salaries, for grants. It doesn't happen all at once, but if you don't have a budget, then you're going to slowly shut down state government.
Redfield says that some public safety employees, like state police officers and corrections officers, would stay on the job. Retired workers would still get their pension checks. But social service providers and other groups that count on state funding would see it dry up. And if the summer is spent in political gridlock, that could include schools. Roger Eddy, with the Illinois Association of School Boards, says districts will be affected differently depending on how much they rely on money from the state. He says even if a budget is passed and signed into law before school starts in the fall, the current uncertainty makes it difficult for districts to plan their budgets.
Almost everyone is speculating, and it's really hard to build a concrete, transparent budget for a school based on speculation and hope.
But he says no matter what happens, schools should plan to open their doors because canceling classes would be too disruptive to the lives of parents who would have to find childcare, and teachers and school employees who would find themselves out of a job.
So you have to plan to have school and then hope that you're not going to have to make tough decisions once school starts. Now, school districts do have some tools available to keep doors open a while, depending on each specific fiscal condition. There are borrowing techniques. All this does, though, is cost schools more money and put a difficult financial situation in even more dire straits. So you have to plan to open school and then hope that over the next couple of months, there is a resolution to this, and have faith that members of the General Assembly and the administration aren't going to throw the state in turmoil as school districts open their doors in August. I don't think anyone wants to see that happen. I think there are very strong ideological views on all sides of all of these issues, and it would really be disappointing to see the crossfire of this become school children and parents. I have every faith that those folks involved aren't going to let that happen.
If a government shutdown freezes popular spending, like money for schools, Redfield, the political scientist, says it could be damaging for Republicans and Democrats.
There's huge motivation to get this done if people will come together, but this also requires trust. And I think that there have been some misstarts. That makes it harder to get an agreement if you're not assuming that you can trust people to carry through and to make good on the promises. Then that just, you know, that adds another layer that makes it more difficult to get to the agreements we need to get to.
If lawmakers and the governor can't agree by the end of the month, they could approve a short-term spending plan to keep state operations going while they keep negotiating. I'm Jamie Dunn.